Welcome back, everyone, to part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio. Today we are playing great songs that don't get much radio airplay, and it's our version of Deep Tracks. So two of my favorite keyboards are up next. They are Ray Manzarek of The Doors and Steve Winwood of Traffic, the Spencer Davis Group, and of course Blind Faith. Our first song is Shaman's Blues. Did I pronounce that right, Jim? Shaman?
Yes, you did.
Or Shaman. Shaman. Yeah. Shaman. Okay. Shaman. It's the blues from The Doors' 1969 album Soft Parade, and immediately following will be Traffic's Walking in the Wind from their 1974 album When the Eagle Flies. Let's listen.
Optical promise.
in hell before I'm born. Sure thing, bridesmaid. The only solution, isn't it amazing? Left is a stain on the sheet.
All right, Jim, you know, after hearing that song, we need to do an entire show about Steve Winwood.
I agree.
Yeah, so he is such a multifaceted musician, and we had the pleasure of, you know, seeing him with Eric Clapton at the United Center. It was kind of unfinished business of Blind Faith, but not only has he played with legendary bands and musicians, but he's also had a stellar solo career. As a session player, for example, he famously played Hammond organ on Voodoo Child from the Jimi Hendrix album Electric Ladyland, and he also played on Joe Cocker's album With a Little Help from My Friends and Lou Reed's album Berlin. And you'll also remember, as I said earlier, that we saw him with Eric Clapton at the United Center.
Yeah, that was a great show. Yeah. Great show.
Well, you've been listening to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, the mighty 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time.
Yes, we do. And there's still some more great music coming up. We're going to close out our show with a triple header.
Ooh.
Triple header.
The hat trick.
Yeah, that's right.
In hockey parlance.
Steve Stills is one of my favorite artists, and his 1975 album, simply titled Stills, has a terrific song titled Turn Back the Pages, which will be the first song we play. Then Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull perform Life is a Long Song from their 1972 compilation album, Living in the Past. And up last is one of my favorite songs by Santana called Incident at Neshoba.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, and that's from their amazing 1970 album, Braxis. So everyone, please just sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight.
I thought I knew you, but I did not know myself. Yeah.
when you're falling awake and you take stock of the new day. And you hear your voice croak as you choke on what you need to say. Well, don't you fret, don't you fear, I will give you good cheer. Life's a long song, life's a long song, life's a long song. If you wait, then you play, and I will feel. As the verses unfold, and your soul suffers the long day. And the 12 o'clock gloom spins the room, you struggle on your way. Well, don't you sigh, don't you cry, lick the dust from your eye. Life's a long song, life's a long song, life's a long song. We will meet in the sweet light of dawn, as the Baker Street train spills your pain all over your new dress. And the symphony sounds underground, but you wanted you a rest. Well, don't you squeal as the knee grinds you under the wheels. Life's a long song, life's a long song, life's a long song. Thank you.
Well, you know, Jim, I love the segue into that real quiet, jazzy segment of the song. It's so beautiful. By the way, I looked up Incident in Nishabur. What is that song about? And according to Santana, a Haitian revolutionary defeated Napoleon at supposedly a place in Haiti called Nishabur. But then as I looked further into it, historian says there was no such place and Napoleon was not defeated there. So there's kind of, you know, Santana's version may not be kosher. So, okay. Anyways.
Okay. Thanks, Mark, for that trivia. Is that going to be on the test on Friday?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's our show for today. I hope everyone enjoyed our deep tracks. And it was a lot of fun playing these songs today. I really haven't heard a lot of them in a while. Hope you'll listen next time when we do one of the deep tracks.
Yeah, and I agree, Jim. This is one of the reasons that we do the show, not just for our own enjoyment, but for sharing the passion we have for rock and roll music with others.
So tune in every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the Mighty 101.5 FM or online at the Huntley Community Radio website. And don't forget, you can listen to our recorded shows anytime on the station's website. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thank you.